Okay, question one on Wednesday Know Your Sport for the 30th of January. Number one. Spanish soccer fans were treated to the rare sight of a game of Gaelic football taking place at halftime in a Premier League match this week. In what city did this unique event take place? Question two. Sticking with Gaelic football, which legend of Dublin GAA passed away last weekend? And indeed, there were flags at half-mast throughout Dublin for the last few days. Question three. Ireland opened their Six Nations campaign against Wales this weekend. When was the last time they defeated Wales in a Six Nations match? Question four. Spanish doctor Fuentes goes on trial this week for his role in Operation Puerto, an extensive doping operation discovered in 2006. In which sport? I think you could probably nearly guess that one. And finally, the 2013 Australian Open Tennis Championship finished at the weekend. Both singles champions successfully defended their titles. Name the both of them, please. That's a tough one. Don't normally ask for two, but there you go. Right, we'll have a quick recap. Spanish soccer fans were treated to the rare sight of a Gaelic football match at halftime in a Premier League match this weekend. In what city did it take place? Question two. Which legend of Dublin GAA passed away last weekend? Question three. Ireland opened their Six Nations campaign this weekend against Wales. In what year did they last defeat Wales in a Six Nations match? Question four. Spanish doctor Efumiano Fuentes goes on trial this week for his role in Operation Puerto, an extensive doping operation discovered in 2006. In which sport? And finally, number five. The 2013 Australian Open finished at the weekend. Both singles champions successfully defended their titles. Name the two of them, please. We'll have the answers, as always, by the end of the show. Now, John, there's a few for you to test your brain out there.
Yeah, there.
A couple of tricky ones. Oh, one with two answers. Surprised there isn't rebellion that I've done that to you. But anyway, I'm sure you'll get them right. Now, we're going to take our first ad break, folks. Here are the answers to our Wednesday Know Your Sport for the 30th of January. Number one, Spanish soccer fans were treated to the rare sight of a Gaelic football match, or a game anyway, at halftime in a Premier League game. On, I think it was Monday night. In what city did it take place, John?
I read something about this and I think it was Malaga, was it?
I'm afraid it was not Malaga. No, it was in Seville.
Was it?
The home team Sevilla defeated Granada 3-0. And as part of an outreach to non-Spanish nationals in the city, they are doing a series of events at halftime in various games. And Monday night was Irish night. They had the Irish flag around the stadium and they had all the scorers were announced Osquelga from the Tannoy, would you believe? And they had a game with players from the local Aerog Sevilla.
Very good.
Yeah. That's number one. Number two. I could have padded this question with loads of information, but I figured I didn't need to. Which legend of Dublin GA passed away last weekend?
The great Kevin Heffernan.
That's right. Kevin Heffernan. Winner of All-Irelands both as a player, indeed captain, and as a manager, of course, in the 1970s. Number three. Ireland opened their Six Nations campaign this weekend in the Millennium Stadium against Wales. In what year did they last defeat Wales in a Six Nations Championship match?
Was it the Grand Slam year, 2009?
Well, they did, but no, the following year they beat Wales 27-12 in Croke Park.
Okay.
That's 2010.
2010.
Number four, Spanish doctor Efumiano Fuentes goes on trial this week for his role in Operation Puerto, an extensive doping operation discovered in 2006. In which sport?
It has to be cycling.
Indeed, it has to be cycling, and it was. One of the big witnesses there will be Alberto Contador.
Mm-hmm.
And final question. The 2013 Australian Open finished at the weekend with both singles champions successfully defending their titles. Name them, please.
Novak Djokovic and Victoria Azarenka.
Azarenka. That is correct. Only 1 point, though, for you there, because I'm being hard tonight. And there you go. That's another Know Your Sport for another week. We'll have more same time next week.